The Volume.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of that old tattoo? Get it removed. Removery is the world's tattoo removal expert, and we're opening up a studio in the Bay Area. Located on Jacklin Road, right off the Sinclair Freeway, getting the safest, most successful, and advanced laser tattoo removal service is more convenient than ever. Better yet, we're giving $350 off of complete removal packages through the end of March. Visit removery.com and schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I like betting on FanDuel Sportsbook because they have great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions, and it's America's number one sportsbook. It's also easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you can get your winnings fast in as little as 2 hours. Also, it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay, and you can discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JNJ so they know I sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, in permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, March 2nd. I cleared my throat 700 times before we started recording, and then we were laughing right before we started recording, so I still needed to clear my throat during the intro. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my buddies, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I had to get that mic around like I was on stage. Temptation out this motherfucker.
Michael Jackson.
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. Lots of fun stuff to talk about today, but the first thing we have to talk about is the eighth wonder of the world, Ja motherfucking Morant.
It used to be Zion.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's not it's even like
Zion. It's the kid is what, 21 years old, you know, with an injury. Let's not write the obituary on that young man until, you know, he comes back at least.
I don't
if he's coming back
about,
looking trash, then, you know, it might be time to have that conversation. But it's all about
wanna,
right now.
I don't want to talk about anything that makes me sad right now. I just want to talk about Ja. Ja
yeah,
is like
to
the
clown Zion to lift up Ja. Ja is like way better than that. You know what
just
I mean?
The,
it's interesting that people are saying things like Odin KD is Ja and Zion. I'm like, bro, come on. Odin played like 14 games, man. Zion was putting up 26 and 12 off of like 70% from the field. It's not even close. I agree with Tyler. I'm just being silly.
Why does everything in the NBA, why does everyone have to peg everything to something that happened previously?
Some negative shit, too. Like, it's got to be like, Zion can't just be hurt. He has to be Greg Oden. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's just, that's just how the sport is wired, right? Like, it's not anything new. It's not social media shit. Like, it was Bill Russell versus Bill Chamberlain 60 years ago. It was fucking Magic versus Bird 30 years, 40 years ago. You know what I mean? It was fucking MJ versus everybody in the fucking league. You know what I'm saying? During his run. So that's just kind of how it is.
But Zion Odin, is that not a wildly,
yeah,
like,
that is that we're jumping the gun on that one.
Unnecessary take, bro.
It sucks for Greg Oden too. It's like, what's your legacy? Was that you? if people have bad luck with injuries, it like, can you imagine being a human being who is still a really accomplished human being in the grand scheme of things? And people hear your name and they just think about being hurt.
I saw Greg Oden in a in the gym and like in a Gold's gym, and he looked like he was doing great. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, like Greg Oden is super solid, well off, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we look at him like this motherfucker on Skid Row probably, right? You know what I mean? Like, what happened to Greg Oden? Bro, he's fine. He was NBA player. That pinching is slapping, bro.
I feel like Greg Oden over KD, I think that's the last time we'll say you take a good big over a good wing regardless. You know what I mean? I think that was like the fucking grand finale of that school of thought in basketball.
There's like a historical element to it. That's very fair. But let's talk about the eighth wonder of the world, Ja fucking Morant. What?
They should have known about Greg Oden because he had the oldest face in NBA history.
Yeah, it's not revisionism. Like, everyone at the time was saying, bro, you got to take KD there. But they had Brandon Roy, so.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah.
And at that time, it was like, Brandon Roy and KD, they can't exist in the same NBA starting lineup. That shit, that was the 17th century.
Bro. Right, right. Yeah. Somebody read that off a scroll, bro. Like, that's right.
Hear ye, we cannot have two prominent wings in 2007.
On the reading, same teameth.
Reading the fucking scouting analysis by lantern light. Right. Man, that's funny. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, with Brandon Roy, there's no room for Kevin Durant
to operate.
Oh, my God. And then that man went on to be part of the greatest team ever with fucking Clay and Steph, right? Like,
right. Yeah. Maybe three.
In the modern era, though.
The three best shooters.
It was a different time.
With probably three of the five best shooters in NBA history.
Yeah.
Can we guys say that? You know what I mean?
That's reasonable.
On one backcourt. Yeah. Jesus Christ almighty. I get shivers thinking about that.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers. Shaking in me boots.
I'll be honest with you. I did not have in my list of things that was going to happen today. I did not have Greg Oden derailing us from getting to a conversation about Ja Morant.
You had to tell the truth, guys. Save the internet from its lies.
I think Ja Morant, I mean, I'm trying to remember the last time you had a young player this exciting. That game a couple nights ago, he had 52 points. He basically didn't miss. He had like three career highlights in one night. On just an unbelievable assassination dunk. Ugh. Then he had a deep three, like almost from half court, and then he had a buzzer beater, caught a full court pass from Steven Adams mid air and put it up before the I think it was a 0.4 on the clock. How excited are you about Ja Morant? And how much fun is it to watch someone go from an exciting young player to a dude that you really have confidence in, you know, in terms of his longevity and staying power as a face of the league?
I love Job. I've loved him since, you know, his rookie season. I didn't pay attention to him at Murray State. I'm not going to act like I'm some college aficionado. You know what I mean? So
you probably watched the tournament games.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the tournament games. Yeah. That's when I got hip to him. I was like, this motherfucker can jump out the gym. Goddamn. But, yeah, I think this season he's the best point guard in the league. You know, I tweeted that out. And going back to what you said about how we always, you know, in NBA discussions, we always, you know, make players – you know, bump heads. Everyone was kind of – a lot of people were pushing back with Luka, you know, for that. And Luka had a bumpy start for the top of the season. So that's why I said Ja's been the best point guard this season, because he's been, you know, balling from fucking, you know, opening night, you know, till now. But but yeah, it's – you know, I was kind of on the whole, you know, we're going to get some Luka versus Ja MVP battles in a few years. And it seems like people are already kind of picking up on the Luka versus Ja thing. That seems to be a pretty big discussion right now.
Bro, y'all know I bought a jersey like 6 weeks ago. I was all the way in. You know what I mean? Like, I think there is not a player in the league that's more exciting to watch. And it's crazy to say in a league with people like Giannis, KD, who are physical freaks, and a guy that's 6'3", that looks like somebody I probably work with in height. I mean, his athleticism is it's fucking that dial is on 140. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, measurables are much different than the guy that works for me. But no, it's insane to see what he's doing in year three. People are talking about MVP. He's at the top of some people's, you know, MVP race, and I don't know if he's there, but. I mean, the kid is special. You know what I mean? He's special.
Also, Allen Iverson.
That three he shot, that was like four minutes in. That was the most unnecessary. They were like 6 points down. He was like, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot a 40-footer, see how I'm feeling. Oh, yeah, I'm going for 50 tonight. You know what I mean?
Electricity in his hands built up to where he was like, nah, I just got to get this one off.
We saw him in full superhero mode. You know what I mean?
Allen Iverson tweeted a picture out. He also bought a Ja Morant jersey and then draped it over his MVP trophy. It was like
Zoom propaganda going.
No, I like about AI is that AI is a fan of these players like these players were a fan of him, and that is so special. Can you imagine Ja Morant probably grew up? You know what I'm saying? Like you can tell by his game that he watched AI. You know what I'm saying? You can tell watching these players who they grew up watching. You know what I'm saying? He reminds me of him as far as in how he plays the game. You know what I mean? And like to see AI show that much love. You know what I mean? Like it meant way more than probably me throwing a jersey on. I know he liked my tweet, but but you know what I'm saying? I mean, AI, boy, dog. I think that's so special that AI does things like that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, going off what you said, I definitely think AI sees a lot of himself in Ja, you know, because they were both fucking fearless about going to the paint, right? Like, AI was not scared to go down there and mix it up with those Giants down low. And Ja is leading the league in point paints this year, which is absurd for a fucking point guard. But, yeah, you know, going back to AI, man, he's such a great ambassador for the game. You know what I mean? He's an old head who shows love. Like, you know, we have old heads out here, you know, saying Giannis wouldn't fucking last in the 80s, which is ridiculous.
Lying.
And then we see lying through their motherfucking teeth.
Like, come on, bro.
Right. And then, you know, we see Giannis and AI having that moment, if you saw that, where Giannis was like, yo, you're the reason I play basketball, you know, and AI was just, you know, super appreciative of that. So, you know, just give me all the AI content with the newer generation, because that shit is always a 10 out of 10 every fucking time.
Zeke content, too. I didn't think I'd say this, but give me the Zeke content, too. Mm-hmm. That man be keeping it a stack. He straight up said he would cook, fry, die, and fricassee your ass every motherfucking night. You kidding? You saying? They said he said he would do that now, 30 years ago, and in 3020, you know, he would be doing the same thing. It's crazy these people be lying. And Zeke is one of the people that keep it a stack whenever he talks about these current players. So good for him.
That was actually the next thing I want to talk about was Zeke and AI talking about Giannis. Because Isaiah, I mean, that's like thank God someone is being honest about that shit, bro. You like, you imagine like the great centers of the 80s and 90s trying to keep up with fucking Giannis.
They talking about hitting him. Yeah, you got to catch him first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, he's like, a big motherfucker
but
too, bro.
Him, have you looked at Giannis? That, I mean, like, dude, they say this about Bron and Giannis. You know what I'm saying? This is what you're saying about two of the most, like, gifted, built. You know what I'm saying? Like we're talking about Bron as if he would play tight end. He could play tight end. How gifted he is physically. You know, come on, G.
He couldn't withstand the pounding.
Right.
Of the 1990s.
We
would have
fought him. And you would have lost.
Yes, okay? Beat your ass.
He would have beat your monkey ass. Okay, sit your old ass down. Golly, Bubba. Sheesh, can't stand it.
But yeah, but you know, I definitely love how Zeke is often, you know, the voice of reason here. A lot of people try to write him off as an MJ hater, and I'm like, who gives a fuck if he doesn't like MJ? Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone, you know, fucking, you know, clamors for the glory days in the past where players didn't like each other. Okay, well, this Zeke still doesn't like MJ,
and he needs to be on Jordan's ass too,
right? Right,
he and beat Jordan. You
yes,
feel me?
Zeke is 3-1 in the postseason. He sent MJ home 3 straight seasons. I can understand why he doesn't want to kiss that man's ring, right. Bro. It's
I
completely
used to whoop that nigga ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is your king. This is your king. I'm 3-1 to kiss this motherfucker. You feel me? Sheesh. Yeah.
That Dream Team shit is still fresh too. That I,
but
I
it
forget
should
who
be.
Did
it's
it.
Sick. It's sick. It's sick. It's sick, bro. It's sick. I mean, Stockton, okay, but come on, man. They pulling somebody up from college, like Leitner. I mean, he had a mediocre NBA career. You pull him straight up from college and don't have. Come on, G. There's no way Zeke shouldn't have been on there. Like you said, you know, he met the criteria. Is that what he said?
I felt like I met the criteria. Understand why I was left off.
Right. Hey, I agree with you, Zeke. I agree with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only other thing I wanted to say about the AI Giannis thing is I thought it was really touching because you could see Giannis was really trying to pour his heart out, like in that moment, just in the room with him. But I definitely felt like AI was like, he was touched, but it was not the time for Giannis to be trying to say all that shit. he was clearly trying to get to someone on the other side of the room or get to something else. He was like, I appreciate that. That's love. I appreciate that. And Giannis is just like, you are the reason I started playing basketball. Like, and reading his story, he's like, he was begging for quarters to go into an internet cafe in Greece to pay 50 cents or whatever to go on YouTube, to rent YouTube for a half hour. That's so he crazy. Could watch Allen Iverson highlights, bro. And he's he's trying to tell this story to AI in the middle of a room with all the other greatest players. Is like, bro, you need to get dinner with that man. This is not the time for this story, bro.
But I also think AI be high. You know what I'm saying?
We cannot overlook that.
Super duper high. So, have you ever been in a situation where somebody is, you know, showing love and you high as hell? You like, yeah. You know, it don't quite compute the way it would if you didn't have that tree running through you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It feels good, but it's also like, bro.
Yeah,
like, also, I'm high, Bubba. Don't interrupt the wave. You feel me? The wave is hitting me nicely right now, G.
That's exactly what that exchange sounded like to me. It was like Giannis, just like an earnest puppy. Just like, I need to tell, like, as though he's not one of the best basketball players in the world. As though he's just like a fan where it was like, my parents were getting divorced and your highlights were like really important to me. He's just trying to tell his whole story. And AI is like, I appreciate that. That's nice. Thank you. That's nice.
Hey, I'm kind of fucked up right now, so like, hey, here's my number.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna holler at Nobu, all right? You know what I'm saying? Meet you at Ruth's Chris, you know? But hey, man, this Blue Dream kicking my ass right now, okay?
All right, I'm a little horrified about our next topic. But Gary Payton has said that... Shaquille O'Neal would pee into a bucket for multiple days. And part of the hazing for playing with Shaq was he would then pour the bucket of urine on your head. First of all, do we believe the story? And second of all, have you ever wanted anything in your life bad enough to get a bucket of pee on your head for it?
No. I don't know if this is true or not, but Shaq's silence speaks volumes right here. Because if this ain't true, you got to refute this shit publicly, quickly as fuck. But that's so wild, because if Shaq does that to you, you're going to be smelling like Shaq's piss. And if you run up on him, you're going to get your ass beat. So you're just going to be pissy and bloodied. But I tell you what, he wouldn't have tried me like that. He might have done it to me, but we'd have just had to fight. I'd have known I was getting my ass whooped. But sometimes it ain't about if you're going to win or not. You got to take a stand, bro. And I'm taking the stand if you're not going to dump any more piss on me without a fight coming with that, dog.
Yeah. Just like Chad Butler said, you feel me? Your fight come with that for sure, yeah. Dog. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand on something. And the fact that, bro, if he knows if he dumps piss on you, a fight comes with that, he ain't going to dump piss again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He might win, but it's going to hurt to get that issue off. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. He got to know something come with it, Bubba. You can't just be out here getting piss dumped on you. Big Shaq piss. 7'1" piss. You know what I mean? Was refuted by his son. But yeah, dog, I think it's a lie. I mean, I think it's a lie. And I think Shaq doesn't want to call, you know, GP a liar on Maine. You know what I'm saying? He tried to keep it up. But I mean, dog, I don't know. If it's either GP's the biggest liar ever, or he is like keeping it real goes wrong, G. That's not, do you understand the time period we're in? That is not, back then, that may have slid. You know, now that's like, bro.
Maybe.
Now it's like, yo, that's some wild shit. But imagine your dream coming true. You're an NBA player only to get pissed off.
Oh, I'm on Shaq's team. Right, I had his poster.
Right, you celebrating draft day. You know what I mean? Not knowing in the
little
future,
you
in 3
know.
Months, Shaq is dumping a bucket of piss on your head while you on the toilet, G. That's a cold, man, with the world cold. But that couldn't have happened, right? That couldn't have happened. Is it
I
that
hope
crazy?
Not, man. I hope not. We just saw like that whole clip of Shaq just like being the hugest humanitarian of the world. That family bought them a car and dinner and all that. And then we find out this story like 3 days later. It's like the duality of man or some shit. I don't know.
That's Shaq, though. I think Shaq.
No, that's exactly Shaq.
Tricks. You know what I'm saying? I think that he plays those wild tricks, but he's also very loving and like very down to earth. You know what I mean?
I feel like Shaq views like everyone outside of basketball as his equal, and he has a very, you know, fucking deeply rooted superiority complex against NBA players, it seems like. You know what I mean? And with good reason. Shaq was a bad motherfucker. Like, I've said before, like, you know, we talk about how bitter Shaq is and how he always, you know, throws himself into conversations. And I feel like sometimes he should. I feel like sometimes we forget how dominant Shaq was. There are times when I think back to three-peat Shaq, and I think that might have been the best basketball player I've ever seen in my life, bro. Seriously.
At least the most unstoppable, for sure. Yeah.
He said during the All-Star game, he said before the All-Star game, they were talking about LeBron. And he said he kind of waved off whatever the shot sheet was to just be like, I need to say something. And he said, I'm jealous of LeBron because he's part of a conversation. Whether he is or is not the greatest of all time, he's part of that conversation, and I'm not part of that conversation. Yeah. Mm. And you could tell it really bothered him. But at the same time, he was a dude who, I mean, we were just talking about Luka. Shaq had the same thing as the reverse New Year's resolution. He was fat as fuck in January. You know what I mean? Like they, at the
cares?
Start of the year, at the start of the year, he's playing his way into shape. Most of us, we're in shape in January. And then the rest of it goes away. Luka and Shaq, they enjoy the off season.
They have balance in their life. You know what I'm saying? Good for them.
Correct.
And when it was time to play, when it was playoff time, when it was time to get dubs, you could always count on him, G. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not tripping off that. But, yeah, when I think of Shaq, I think of a top 5 player. It's hard for me not to have him in the top 5 being that I've seen him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I saw how dominant he was. I saw how unstoppable he was. I saw him grab Dudley with his legs and lift him up out the air and then dunk on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dudley had nothing he could do but throw the ball at Shaq. And you imagine how pissed he was to throw the ball at Shaq? Like, he knew he was going to get
brain
watched
shut off.
On national
his brain
television.
Shut off.
Right,
yeah.
But he had to get shot.
He was not a human being in that he moment. He was a primal animal.
He was a man in front of his children that got treated like a child. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he had to do something before he went home to his family explaining what the hell happened on that court. But yeah, man, Shaq was incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Picasso. Picasso helps people buy and co-own a luxury second home for 1/8 the cost. Then, Picasso handles everything, from interior design to ongoing maintenance. After closing, the owners, not Picasso, own 100% of the home. See the amazing properties at Picasso.com. That's PACASO.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and with FanDuel Same Game Parlays, you can turn little bets into big paydays. Looking at the NBA schedule for this week, I can't help but notice Grizzlies Celtics tomorrow, a big time game. We're talking about Ja Morant today. I am just a full convert to the Church of Ja Morant at this point. So I am going to take the Grizzlies. I'm going to take all the overs on everything to do with Ja Morant. But same game parlays are not the only reason I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. They also have payouts in as little as 2 hours. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and if you're a new customer, you get a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Make every game feel like the finals all season long. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to FanDuel.com and sign up using promo code JANJ, that's J&J, to bet the NBA today and get your first bet risk-free. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. He's definitely the most dominant player I've ever seen. Just being a big dude like that who could do whatever he wants. It's like the NFL players, that there's the saying, like, there's no better feeling in the world than moving a man who doesn't want to be moved. Right. Like, that's how Shaq played. He didn't play basketball like a basketball player. He wasn't like dancing around people. It was like, yeah, Watch Shaq spin move someone's teeth through the back of their skull. This shit was just special. But when he was in L.A., Tyler, I feel like it's exactly what you said. He was like an urban legend. It would be like 1 week the paper would be like, Shaq, you know, stopped by. I remember like someone had a flat tire, and it was like a lady who was like on the road by herself, and it was like a road that didn't really have a shoulder. So he stopped his like big ass Suburban or Escalade behind her car, and then he waited with her for like 45 minutes for the tow truck to come. And then the next day you'd read about Shaq slapped a rookie on the back of his head and his fucking flesh peeled off from him. You know what I mean? Yeah. he's just like a big dude with a big heart who like expresses himself in a I remember reading about he and his wife had to put like 2 Cali King beds together.
Right. Yes. Right.
I mean, just like everything about him is just bigger than life. So I guess it makes sense that his hazing would be bigger than life. But I hope that story's not true.
Yeah, I hope not. Did y'all see that clip when he talked about why he started dunking?
He
said he grew up, you know, idolizing Magic. He said Magic was the player he wanted to be like. And, you know, he said he was in high school and, you know, one time he had like, you know, a fucking wide open look and he tried to do a fancy finger roll and he bricked it. And you know, during the timeout, his pops pulled him outside and said and asked him, you know, why didn't you dunk that? And Shaq said before he could even answer, his pops just slapped the shit out of him. And Shaq said, like, after that, that's why he dunked so angrily, because he thinks back to that moment. So shouts to childhood trauma, I guess, for creating one of the most dominant players ever. But that's a wild story too, though.
Very of the time, bro. That wasn't abnormal.
A military dad slapping the shit out of you in '89. Like, that's kind of what happens.
He wrote a song about because he loved so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I wish I could remember where I saw this interview. I've always been kind of obsessed with Shaq, just because, like, you know, growing up in Southern California, it's like you grew up with a fucking like a Nordic god or whatever. You know what I mean?
Nordic.
Yeah. Was it Norse? I couldn't remember what the word was. Norse. It's like growing up, it's like, oh, Thor is on television again. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just it was like different than just having a great basketball player. But I remember I saw an interview with him where he talked about his dad, and he did not want to say anything bad about his dad, right? He didn't want to say anything about the way he was raised or whatever. But he was very emotional when asked about, would you treat your sons like that?
Yeah.
And he said, never. Mm-hmm. I would rather they be terrible at basketball. I would rather they be terrible at life and just be taken care of than to raise them, you know what I mean, than to raise them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, I could never do it, you know? Yeah. And so he's very old school. I think you've heard him talk about when Charles Barkley's mom called him. He's just right. Like, yes, Ms. Barkley.
Yep.
Like he was raised like that in a military family. But I thought that was really interesting that it was like, I'm not going to say anything bad about my dad. I can't do that. But no, would I ever slap my son for not playing hard enough in a basketball game? Never in your fucking life.
Yeah. I remember when Shaq was like, I tell my kids all the time, I'm a millionaire. You're not a millionaire. And then Sharif tweeted that picture of that iced out bust out rolling. Like, yeah, cap. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, though. Spoil them kids. Spoil them kids.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But I interviewed Shaq like a year and a half ago, and like we had allotment of like 10 minutes, right?
Right.
It was 20 minutes because Shaq just wanted to rap after the interview.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He took a picture with my dad, you know what I'm saying, because my dad's a Q, you know what I mean? And you would think they was best friends. You feel
right.
me? Like, Shaq is a different dude. He's like as
he's
a,
different.
As big. Right, I mean, he made me feel like I was the Shaq in the conversation where he was, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
right.
You know, I'm the most regular human on the planet, and he made me feel special, you know what I mean? So that's that. I think that's part of his superpower too. You know,
JJ and I were at a celebrity like banquet fundraiser dinner a couple years ago. I think I told you guys about this. It was there was all these big basketball guys there, but Shaq was there with Sharif, you know, and he was there. I don't even think they're honoring him. He's just there as a favor to the people that they're doing the foundation. Most of the celebrities there are kind of ducking off, right? Like, mm-hmm. They're there because they want to see the other celebrities. Like, Emmitt Smith wanted to see Eddie Murphy there hanging out, but he didn't want to, like, see a lot of other people. Shaq walked onto the red carpet that they had and just put his arms out. It was like, who wants a picture? Like, let's just do it. You know what I mean? He's like, I know y'all want to get a picture with Shaq. Like, just we'll do it. We'll do a couple group ones. Like, just come in. We'll do it.
Shaq is Six Flags,
bro. He's
different, bro. He walks in a room, and it's just fun. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I love it.
All right. Speaking of fun, Estee Lauder senior executive John Dempsey has been fired after posting this meme on his Instagram. This is from Chris Evans at Not Captain America. He was making almost $10 million a year. He posted an apology saying he didn't read it before posting. the meme.
I want to say that is an objectively hilarious meme.
Oh, yeah.
My nigga Snuffy done caught the Rona at a Chingy concert. That is fucking God. That is a 10 out of 10. That
but
is comedic
Zach Fox
brilliance.
Is a person that posts that.
Yes.
Not a guy making, you know what I'm saying, running a company making $10 million a year. That's crazy.
Worth it?
I will say that's the first time that meme popped up on my radar. So for me, it was totally worth that, dude. It was a $10 million.
Bro, to me, honestly, dog, if I'm making $10 million a year, I have that much money. It's the universe telling me to quit, dude. If I'm making $10 million, I only need to work 1 year. You can have the other $90 million, bro. Need that. I don't need a fucking helipad at my. You know what I'm saying? I just need to never work again. That's the goal. You know what I mean?
Bro.
And that 1 year is fine. He should have been quit that damn job.
Bro, if the volume gave me $10 million a year, I'm not tweeting shit but company man shit. Like, hey, check out our new pod coming to you live this afternoon. Right. That hashtag ad. Like, that would be my whole social media life if I'm getting $10 million a year, dog.
Well, trajectory would be down horrendous if Tyler was getting $10 million a year.
But the bank would be up.
Make sure to register to vote by Friday.
We all got a price. We all got a price, Bubba.
Motherfucking right we do.
$10 million is well past it, okay? Know that. I am a much cheaper whore, okay?
Yeah.
You can have this bussy for much less. This brown eye is for sale, okay?
Oh, fuck. Let's talk about last night, the worst
this
bad
brown
beat.
Brown eye is for sale. That is outrageous.
Come
Boom, for sale, Bubba.
I don't think they have that at the hardware store. I don't think they have that for sale sign. Hey, for sale by we'll owner.
I'll create it, okay? If 10 million come out, and we'll figure it out. I'll get it tatted on these cheeks, all right? For 10 million, we will be all right, okay?
Last night, we had the worst bad beat in Wheel of Fortune history. This shit made mythical hero Achilles look like a fucking honorary PhD. It was a feather in your cap, and everything was filled in except for two vowels and then the M and the, or the C and the P in cap. And the first guess was a feather in your hat. And then it just proceeded to get worse. We, and the one dude who knew the answer got lose a turn and bankrupt.
Right, right. He didn't have no money in the first place, though, did he?
God hates that man. He didn't have any money because he got bankrupt.
He was a he was a black man too, wasn't he? That's unfortunate.
We finally landed on. Let's see, we had a feather in your map,
a feather in your lap.
The funniest part of that shit was you, Mike. Mike sent us a tweet with some, no. I heard you yell that shit from Long Beach because you were sick watching that shit. Capital sick, no.
Bro. Sick.
Bro, it's wild how Wheel of Fortune makes people say shit that they know they have never said a day in their life when they try to get some shit. Like, I was watching that shit last night, and, like, the final puzzle was barking watchdog, and this dude was like, barking hot dogs. I'm like, how the fuck do you think that's the answer, dog?
It's the, I don't pressure, know. G. The pressure,
feather,
bro.
Yeah, a feather in your map. That's
feather in your map.
Where are you putting a feather in the map, bro?
You've seen that, though. You can see, like, a quill writing on a map or something. So maybe
like Magellan outlining his newest course that he discovered.
Right. The imagery was there. But, like, dog, barking hot dog, that's... That should have went viral too. What did that go viral? Post that shit.
Barking hot dog.
With a fortune this opportunity, G.
John, dog. John, can you bring up the tweet that you sent us last night about
speaking
marriage.
Of barking.
Oh, bro. I don't have my phone.
Hold
on.
All right. I'll pull it up.
Please read it too, Tyler, because that, bro. And there was one where old girl was like, name the best double entendre for mock homie. I'm like, if she ain't married, somebody to wife her. You know what I mean? She's talking about mock homie, bro. Come on,
okay,
man.
This is from at Tracy cut. Capri, and John sent us this. This is an all-time tweet.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay, so it's from Tracy Capri, and it's saying, y'all be talking about marriage as just a piece of paper until they put you in that man obituary as a special friend. I put my daddy girlfriend in there as his loyal companion like she was a German shepherd.
The way Tyler put the phone down so he could slap his leg, bro.
Oh, that's an all-timer. That's a fucking all-timer.
Like a German shepherd.
Like a German shepherd. And, of course, Twitter's the land where everyone takes everything serious, so we turn it into a conversation on the merits of marriage. I'm like, bro, this is not that. This is a joke. She welcomed us into a very intimate part. She shared her dad's death with us to make us laugh, and you're going to serious this shit up? Come on, let's just have some fun with this shit,
and
man.
And it was funny. It wasn't like
fucking
it wasn't
hilarious.
Funny, but that's a very sensitive topic for a lot of people.
She also said she also circled back around to empty the rest of the clip out because she said, this is picking up some traction, so let me just say, if y'all knew half of what that lady tried to pull on me leading up to and after his death, you would be commending me for how I handle things. This is a person who has 800 followers on Twitter. It was probably lower than that before she had a tweet with 10,000 retweets. Who was making a joke to probably 30 of her friends who know about this horrible situation in her life. She made her problem was she made a funny joke, as John said. So it got retweeted to Twitter at large, which is not a place you ever want to exist.
Going viral as hell. That motherfucker mute notifications for this conversation. That should be doing numbers with me, dog. Fuck Twitter, man.
Every time he tweets, mute.
Yep.
That's not, this is honestly, this is, you're living well in that moment. All right, that's all the time we got. We'll be back on Monday. I think I've been wanting to talk to you guys about Euphoria for a while. We haven't had a chance to get to it. Maybe we'll do that on Monday. Okay.
I will say this. Yes. I just want to say this. The Dominic Fike song was good, and it was just as long as it needed to be. If you didn't like it, it's because you weren't high enough. And how dare you talk about that song if you're not high watching a drug show? That's your problem, not Dominic Fike's or Euphoria's.
If you're listening to any acoustic guitar song, why are you not high? Let's start there.
Why?
You know?
Why?
Let's
and
start
then you
there.
Have the nerve to have a take. Undeserved.
Untenable.
Bro, untenable. Sit your ass in the stands while we out here playing, all right? Fuck out of here, bro.
Sober or watching a drug show is sober watching a drug show is not a good look. You know what I mean?
Bro, I can't watch these kids do these wild, scary things unless I'm high. My nerves too bad, okay? You know what I mean? Sheesh.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Offer deadline on Oak Street, aisle 3.
Welcome to the housing market. I'm with Redfin, and I'm here to help.
I need to sell my house.
Great. Redfin charges a 1% listing fee when you buy and sell with us, which is more than half off the usual fee, and saves you an average of $8,400.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Yep.
I'm kidding. You had me at 1%.
Want to win? Sell with Redfin. It's real estate done right.
Average savings is Redfin refund plus 1% listing fee. Subject to minimums. Not available in all areas. Learn more at redfin.com. CADRE 015-21930.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.